This is Fresh Air. Sunday night at 8, two new TV series will be competing for viewers' attention, Norman Lear's Sunday Dinner on CBS and David Attenborough's Trials of Life, a nature series on TNT cable. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I'll get right to the point. I've seen all 12 hours of The Trials of Life, and it's great. The best documentary series I've seen on TV since PBS's The Civil War. I've also seen the first 4 episodes of Sunday Dinner, and it's lousy. The choice is yours, and it's easy. Sunday Dinner is being sold as the series with which Norman Lear, who created All in the Family, steps into the 90s. Once again, he's aiming for controversy and looking closely at family life. In Sunday Dinner, Robert Loggia plays Ben, a widower who marries a woman who's young enough to be his daughter. In fact, 2 of his daughters are her age or older, and like their younger brother, they don't think much of Daddy's new bride. But the real controversy in Sunday Dinner is that the new bride, played by Terry Hatcher, is devoutly religious. She prays to God, out loud, in speeches that sound like this.
Chief, you got a minute? Oh, this wonderful man you sent me. I love him so much. And he's got this terrific family that he loves so much. Well, I know I'm really gonna love them, and oh, maybe someday, please, they'll even love me. But right now, I am scared to death. And that's not all.
You don't really need to hear any more, do you? The problem with Sunday Dinner is that Lear, who wrote the pilot, is using all the same tricks as before. Extended monologues, silly malaprops, intentionally controversial topics. But what was innovative in the 70s doesn't necessarily work in the 90s. And Lear is apparently unaware of how much better and funnier sitcoms have gotten since he was at his peak. David Attenborough, on the other hand, just keeps making his shows better and better. Life on Earth and The Living Planet were wonderful, but Trials of Life, his new show, is so amazing, so beautiful, so fascinating, and so much flat-out fun that you have to see it. And tape it if you can, because it's a definite keeper. The whole series is about behavior that most animals have in common. Being born, eating, surviving, attracting a mate, perpetuating the species. Attenborough takes us on a worldwide nature walk, and he's terrific. Sometimes he's even like a documentary Dr. Doolittle, talking with the animals using their own languages. In one scene, he communicates with fireflies by using a flashlight and the right sequence of flashes. In another scene, he pounds the ground with his fist to talk to a rodent in what might be described as a true rap session.
This is a geophone. Basically, it's just a device which turns vibrations in the ground into sound, which I can hear and record on this. And with it, maybe I can have an underground conversation. That's my message. And there's a reply. The animal's not hearing sound, it's just responding to vibrations in the ground. I'm talking to a mole rat.
I can't rave about this series enough. You'll see things you probably never saw before and won't soon forget. Killer whales intentionally beaching themselves to catch and kill baby seals. A mean-spirited bird stealing from and vandalizing a nearby nest. Incredible deep-sea jellyfish with psychedelic light shows built into their tentacles. And on and on and on. Each episode contains wonders too numerous to describe and too good to miss. Remember, Trials of Life runs Sunday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. on TNT. It's a classic. As for Sunday Dinner, well, it hasn't got a prayer.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. This is Fresh Air.